Second, her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, decide to marry Moabite women named Ruth and Orpah. While Naomi grows to love her daughters-in-law, I imagine she was initially shocked and grieved by her son's marital choices. Marrying a foreigner went against the Jewish teachings she'd been raised with and most likely passed on to her sons. Not only that, but these marriages also signified to Naomi that her sons had resigned to never return to Judah. Instead, they were putting down deep roots in Moab. Their sojourn into foreign territory had become permanent, which meant that as a widow dependent on them, hers had too. This isn't the end of loss for Naomi, though. It isn't long before tragedy strikes again. It's somewhere around that 10-year mark that both Mahlon and Chilion die, leaving Ruth and Orpah widows, just like Naomi. It's at this point that Naomi decides to return to Bethlehem after hearing that the famine is finally over. She attempts to persuade both Ruth and Orpah to stay in Moab. Orpah agrees, but Ruth insists on going with Naomi. As Naomi had done a decade earlier, Ruth says goodbye to the only country she's known and becomes an immigrant. What is it that I learn from these two women as I grieve the loss of my own home? The story of Ruth and Naomi offers some great lessons. Choose loyalty, not bitterness. Over the years, I haven't always had a choice on whether I leave behind a much-loved home, but I have always had a choice on how I respond to the grief I feel when it happens. Ruth and Naomi each react to loss, which, to be fair, also included the death of immediate family members in drastically different ways. One woman chooses loyalty, while the other embraces bitterness. Ruth devotes herself to Naomi and to Naomi's God. She determines that her love for her mother-in-law outweighs the comfort of remaining in the same familiar place. And once she does leave home and experiences the reality of saying goodbye, she doesn't falter. She's fervent in her loyalty. Ruth seeks out opportunities to take care of Naomi and provide for them both. Naomi, on the other hand, becomes bitter, quite literally. When she returns to Bethlehem, she tells her old friends and neighbors to no longer call her Naomi, which means pleasant, but to call her Mara, meaning bitter. Her reasoning? "For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me," she explains. "I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" Ruth chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. Naomi is so focused on her loss that it causes her to believe God only has pain planned for her. It's easy for me to read Naomi's words and think, "I'd never respond to loss like that. I know that God's good and that He loves me." What I've found, though, is the more I believe God is intricately involved in all the details of my story, the more I'm tempted to do as Naomi did and go from "God is good" to "God is against me." I'm not proud of it, but there have been many times when it's exactly the way I've reacted. How am I learning to combat this type of response? I remind